Shir Har Sinai say? Davar el Bnei Yisrael v'yomar et ha'olayim, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, and you should say to them, Yisavoyu el ha'oretz asher ani noisin lochem, v'shovso ha'oretz Shabbos la'ashem. The earth should rest a Shabbos la'ashem. The famous question that Chazal ask, Ma'in yin shmita etzel Har Sinai, Vosav bezdafko, we hear the Torah says it was said by Har Sinai, all mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai, and here is the only place where the Torah specifies Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lema. So Rashi's pshat is Yodua, the Torah is trying to tell us that just like Shemitah, all of the Klolim and Protim were said at Sinai, and they're all mentioned over here. So all the mitzvahs, although all the mitzvahs, you don't see the Klolim and the Protim right there, some are mentioned in Sefer Dvarim, but you should know they were all given at Har Sinai. And various Mepharshim say different pshatim, connecting Har Sinai with the Indian of Shemitah. So the Chidah, in the Sefer Pnei David, he brings down the following. He says, the Mepharshim say, what's the Iker reason of the Mitzvah of Shemitah? To be Mechazik and to be Mashrish B'Seichenu, to root within us the Amunah and B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything that we have is not because of our Hishtadlus. Everything that we have is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. That we put in Hishtadlus is only a chitzoni yizdika thing. With the claw of the chait of the Eitz Hadash, we have to put Hishtadlus in. But Be'emes, our Parnasah, comes only from the Rabbeinu Shleilu. And so, during the Shemitah year, when we rest from work and we see that we have Parnasah anyway, Baruch Hashem, we managed to survive. So that is the biggest ride, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if that's the case, and a person realizes that all of his parnasah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his limud HaTorah could be a totally different limud HaTorah. Whether a person sits and learns a whole day, he's in kollel, or whether a person works for his parnasah, he's kavei itim HaTorah. Either way, if a person deep down is worried and he has the tears of parnasah, hey, what's going to be while I'm learning, I can't really make parnasah, then his learning is not the same kind of a learning. If, on the other hand, he realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that grants him his parnasah, and that his ishtadlus is only a chitzoni yizdika thing, so that when he learns b'menuchas ha-nefesh, right? I'm learning now, this is what I'm supposed to be doing now, and he totally is meisiyah das from any of his ishtadlus, and he's able to learn b'menuchas. He says that's the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah. Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. He gave us the Torah. He gave us the mitzvah limud HaTorah and the mitzvahs. Now, how's a person supposed to do that? The menuchas hanefesh. The teretz is kisavoyu el oris b'shovso oris Shabbos l'Hashem. Shemitah will ingrain in you. It will infuse in you that emunah and bitach and that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives you the parnasah, memeli could sit and learn b'menucha. Your extra ishtaglus is not going to add a thing. So he's up to Chidor. He says, l'fi that, he answers a stira in Chazal. This is a beautiful pshat. From one Chazal, it's mashma, that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of the Aveiro Shemitah. That's a Medrash Tanchuma that says that they had to go into Golos Bavel, the 70 years of Golos Bavel, is connected to 70 Shemitahs that they were Mavak. In another Chazal it says, Amel of the Oretz, you know, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mefarash Bechvoidu V'atzmai, Al Ozva Mes Teirasi, because they left my Torah. So it sounds like two totally different reasons. How do you fam for the Stira in Chazal? So the Chidor says, it's totally Zebazet. If they would have kept Shemitah the way it should be, and they would have been ingrained with the Emunah, that it's not their Hishtaglus that gives them their Parnasah, then they would have learned Torah V'yazdav Tzayin, they wouldn't be Oizim, you know, Hashem V'Tayrosai. But because they didn't keep Shemitah, and they didn't have this Emunah ingrained within them, they weren't so Vaytayah, so they would say, Tumult Oivei, what's going to be? Can't sit and learn. And Mimela, they were Oizav as Teirasi, and that's why the Golos came about. So it comes out that these two reasons are totally Zebazet. So I was thinking it could be an ayah de heron what Chazal say, Ein zois ha-teira odom ki yomus v'oyel. This is the Teira. How's a person zoich the Teira? Ein ha-teira miskayemes, elo misha memes atzmai oleo. So Chabad Chaim says a similar word. He He says, Torah is only mekuyim if somebody takes himself out of the picture. When it comes to my pranos, I'm really like I'm dead. It's not me that's giving me this. My thing is only an outer hishtadlus. But the true pranosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's right, you're being maimus yourself, Lagabi, the pranosa, you're not really in the picture. Only then could you be zeiche to learn Torah b'meluchas ha-nefesh. That's al pi the chida that says pshat over here. B'shavso ha-oretz Shabbos la-Hashem. What's the pshat in the Shabbos la-Hashem? Rashi says, l'shem Hashem. We spoke about this Rashi. But right now I'd like to say something else here. I'd like to say over a pshat, the from Shimshon of Ashkepol, he says, a mayudik pshat. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ziru Sheish, plant for 6 years, V'Hishmitu Shabbos, and for the 7th year, you should rest, K'day Shetedu She'aretz Shali, so that you should know that the land is mine. And Parshat Pshat is Parshat Pshat, that this gives us recognition, the land doesn't really belong to us, we take ourselves out of the picture. The land really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi HaKadosh Rav Shimshon Rashtrapal, he said a different shah, Pia Medrash. The Medrash says that Turnus Rufus HaRosha used to have polemics, used to have debates with Rabbi Akiva. So Turnus Rufus HaRosha asked Rabbi Akiva, your God is Shomer Shabbos? If that's the case, how does he let it rain on Shabbos? L'chayim, he's sending out something, you know, from one rishis to another. How can he make it rain on Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva said, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like his own private chatzar. And maybe he could do in his chatzar whatever he wants to do. As I state in Medrash. Dr. Shimshon of Ashkepoli, that's why in Parshas Yisroi, in the Aseret HaDibros, it says, Zochar es yom HaShabbos l'kashay, Sheish es yom tavid v'yom HaShir Shabbos l'Hashem alaykecha. Shabbos l'Hashem alaykecha, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Shomer Shabbos. Shabbos l'Hashem, Hashem rest. And then the Torah continues. Ki sheish es yom was Hashem es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz. Uvayayim ha-shiyu Shabbos ayin ha-vash. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shamayim and Oretz, so it comes out, it's his own private property. Memele, ki bo Shabbos mikom alachti. Memele, he can keep Shabbos, and it doesn't make a difference if it rains, it's raining in his own rishus. That's the way he ties his pshat l'pasek. So he wants to teach that that's the same pshat over here. By Shmir Shvias, we are being made, like the Torah says, Ki Lashem Ha'aretz. The earth belongs to Hashem. So by us keeping Shvias, it becomes known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Shabbos as well. Because the land belongs to him, it's all one big reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mimela, by making it rain, he's not being Mechal Shabbos. That's the pshat Vishav Sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem. That by our keeping Shemitah, we are being made that the entire Bria belongs to him, and the Mele, we're also being made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbos the way it should be. About the year of Yovel, the Torah says, by Yom HaKippurim ta'aviru shofar v'chol aretzachem. On the Yom Kippur of Yovel, you should blow a shofar throughout your entire land. V'kidashtem Eshnasa Hamishim Shana. V'kidashtem Eshnasa Hamishim Shana, and you should sanctify the 50th year, Ukrosem Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshvel, and you should proclaim freedom in the land to all of its inhabitants. This is a pasuk which is written on the Liberty Bell, I believe. Ukrosem Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshvel. Question is, why was this proclamation of freedom for everybody? Why was this said punkt on Yom Kippur of Yovel? What's the connection between Yom Kippur and the proclamation of freedom L'chol Yoshvel? So I'm going to Rabbi Tzal Zolti Zatzal, the Rav of Yerushalayim, he says that this comes to teach us that Tshuva on Yom Kippur and freedom is one and the same. Because what happens, during the year, a person becomes meshuvet to his taivas haguf. He becomes meshuvet to his yetzahara. He becomes meshuvet to his chatoim. That's a tremendous oil on his shoulders. See, mamash becomes an eved to all of these things. Comes Yom Kippur by doing tshuva, he mamash becomes a free man. That's exactly what happens to an eved on Yovel. He becomes a free man.
Right?
So it's mamish one and the same. We become avodim tarku. We become avodim tarkei zahara. And the mele were tied down by our avarus, and we're really mamish in prison. Comes the Yom Kippur, when we're freed from our guf, we fast like malachim, we don't eat like malachim, we're freed from our avarus, the tshuva cleanses us, so we are free people. Memela, that's the time which is most misugal, also to free avodim. I mentioned last week a profound machshava from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says that the most powerful force in the world is the ani, the rutzen within the person. Nothing stands in the way of the rutzen of a person. The only problem is that the Yetzer Hara, he hijacks our rutzen. The Yetzer Hara makes us think that what he wants us to do is what we really want to do. And he says about this, Hillel said, "Im ani kan, hakol kan." If I am here, if I know what my ani is, then all of the kaychas are present. But if I'm not aware of what I really want, and I think what I want is what the Yetzer Hara wants, then I'm lost, then I'm shuvah to the Yetzer Hara. So the emphasis is that Shavuos, the same way we just said that Yom Kippur is a time of freedom, Shavuos is really the final stage of Geulah. The Svarim say, that was the final stage of Chavuos. What's the pshat? Why is that? The Gemara says in the Masechta Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa v'nishma, when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, a bas kol came out in HaShemayim and said, Mi gilo levonai, rozer, shemalachi ha'shores mishtam shenboi. Who was megala to my children, this secret that the malachi ha'shores use? What is it about the malachi ha'shores that Klal Yisrael now used with the Nasa v'nishma? And second of all, you have to understand, how were they able to say Nasa v'nishma? A malach is not restricted. A malach is able to do anything. But Klal Yisrael, they're human beings. They have their limitations. How could they say Nasa v'nishma? So that's one of the Svarim says is the basic difference between a malach and a human being is a malach has no Yetzer Hara. And if a malach has no Yetzer Hara, he's free. His kaychas are unlimited. A human being has the Yetzer Hara to restrict him, to confine him, and to be mishabed him. The male is much difficult, much more difficult for a human being to do avoid. By Maimon Har Sinai, after the Yimei HaSfira, after eating from the man, which is the bread of the Malachim, after being totally purified, the Bnei Yisrael came to the realization that the Yetzer Hara is not what they really want. The Yetzer Hara is a foreign invader. And they realized if we keep him out and we don't incorporate him into our midst, we could be just like the Malachim, and kol davar ayimid b'fnei haratz. This is why Chazal say, Chorus al haluchais, al tikri chorus el cheirus, a lashon of freedom. Cheirus mi malach hamavas, cheirus mi yetzer hara. For that moment, they reached the madrega of adam arishin kaidem achet. So that is the secret that the malachi ha'shores use. They don't have a yetzer hara. Klal Yisrael realized that if we try hard enough, we maintain our purity. We are right now on the madrega of the malachim, where we realize the yetzer hara's rotzen is not our rotzen. You can keep him out on the outside, and the melein called over Mayor Rotson. That's the Gevaldig secret, and that's how they were able to say Nasa v'nishma. So Shavuos is a time of Chayrus, and it's a Meridik and Mesul the time. It's a new Aschol, it's a new beginning. The Svarim say it's the Rosh Hashanah for Limud HaTorah. Now, that's the Pshat. It's a new beginning. Yetzirah, the Bible's on the outside. It's Mesul to start anew in Limud HaTorah and Kabbalah's HaTorah. If your brother is sold to you, do not work with him the avoid of a regular Eved. Do not work him with hard labor. You should be afraid of Hashem. So Rashi says, what's the inyan of V'yoreisam Eloikecha over here? Don't tell your Eved Ivri, go warm up a case of water for me when you really don't need it. Don't tell him to do malachas just for the sake you want to show that I'm over you and you don't really need the avoida. And maybe you'll tie to who's going to know whether I need it or not. Be a reisim elokecha, be afraid of Hashem. Hashem knows exactly whether you need it or not. Five times in the last few parshiyos do we find this inyan of a reisim elokecha.
if you're going to tell me, and who knows, eh? This is one of them. In Parashas Kedoshim it says, don't give a bad answer. And if you'll say, who really knows if I mean l'tovasei or not, again it says, in Parashas Kedoshim, so I might think a guy could like close his eyes and make like he doesn't know that the Zaken is passing by. You have to fear Hashem. Hashem knows exactly what your machshava is. Weiter, it says, Al tikach meet in this week's parasha. Al tikach meeting neshach misarbis v'yoreisim elekecha. Zok Rashi, because a person has a special title for rivers, it's easy money. So maybe it'll be my reheter. After all, fart. You know, my money. It's, you know, I could have done stuff. I could have invested it or whatever. So now I'll make him pay money for it. Because a person can be meyrehet of yoreisim elekecha, you should fear Hashem. Why does the Torah keep on going over and over again? Yoreisim elekecha, yoreisim elekecha, yoreisim elekecha. So I saw brought down from Shlomo Volbe Zatzal. He says, you see from over here what V'yoreisim elekecha truly means. A person would think, what's Yerushamayim? A person's medakdik b'mitzvahs, he fears Hashem, has emes diki Yerushamayim. What is Yerushamayim? A person that's afraid of an einish of Gehenna, doesn't Yerushamayim. Here the Torah is telling us five times, true Yerushamayim is that you're so afraid of Hashem that even in your machshavah, you're afraid to think the wrong thing. All of these things are things in Machshava, right? You're giving an answer. Things in Machshava, what is your real kavanah behind all of this? Don't be my reheter, don't give answers, don't, all of these things. How high does Yerushalayim go? A lot of times people are afraid of the outside, but what they think inside, that they're not so nervous about. Here the Torah is telling us that the yisoid of emzdik Yerush Hashem is that your heart has to be clean, your heart has to have the full pure kavanas, and if not, then you're lacking in Yerushalayim. On the outside, you can be a good Jew, but if inside there are feelings of Meireheter, there are feelings where you really have it in for your friend, there are feelings where you're not totally afraid of Hashem, then you're lacking in Yerushalayim. I might have said over this Maisa, Pascal Levenstein, he lived here, L'chadchil, in America, and he had moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Ginsburg Mishpacha, the Mira Ginsburgs, you know, Chosha the Yidden, all around, they were his Einikluch. So he had one Einikl, the oldest Ginsburg child, was a young boy, he was an Ilui. They say he was a Kodesh. He was very close to Ruchavsko. And Nebuch, he fell ill, and he was Nifter. Ruchavsko was in Eretz Yisrael. So they sent they called Rumnochem, Partsovitz, that he should be the one to give the Besura to Reb Chatzko. So he came to this, he got the Besura by Tzoy Shabbos, he came to Reb Chatzko the next day in B'nai Brak, and he came to Reb Chatzko, he says, I have a Besura. She says, about my Einikl. She says, yeah. So he says, I already knew. He told me at a chol on Friday night that he and his father were burying a small Sefer Torah. So he was afraid that that's what it meant. Okay, so Chatzko was Sibrachim. A short while later, there was a delegation that came from the yeshiva in Slabodke, Reb Isaac Sher was Nifter, and Chatzko was scheduled to say a hespit for him. So he says he can't say a hespit. So for us, so he says, because I'm going to get up and say a hespit, I'm going to be crying. And I know that I'm going to be crying for my Einikl. He says, and the people are going to think that I'm crying for the Nifter. He says, I don't want to cry false tears. And I don't want to give the impression I'm crying over one thing, but I'm really, really crying over the other thing. That's someone, that in his heart, everything has to be perfect. A person with true Yerushalayim, on the outside, nobody would have known the difference. But a true Yerushalayim is in touch with what goes on inside, and that's what the Torah tells us over here. The Torah also says, "V'loisayish es amisai v'yoreisam elekecha." That's one of these psukim.
You should not cause pain to your friend with words. This is the Isser of Einoz Dvarim. For your Reisa Me'alakech, you should fear Hashem. So what does fear of Hashem have to do with inflicting pain on your brother, Einoz Dibur? What's one got to do with the other? Why is there more Yiras Hashem Negeah over here? So Rashi is in a little vart over here. He says that a chelik of Einoz Dvarim is giving a bad eitzah. And Hashem knows that you're giving a bad eitzah. But I saw a pshat here from Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Imre Shofar. He says, the Gemara tells us, what's the way of the Yetzer Hara? He doesn't start right away getting you to do big aveiros. Today he says, compromise a little bit. And then a little bit later on, compromise a little bit more. And then a little bit, compromise a little bit more. And that's the way eventually he gets the person to totally go off the regular derech. That's the way of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara can tell a guy to do a small aveira, then it'll be a chumer de aveira, and finally he gets him to do avodah zarah. So Dr. Shlomo Kluger, that with dealing with the inyanim of lashon, is the exact same thing. Yetzer Hara lechatchila tells the person, yeah, you can tell the guy a comment, you know, so nice shtechel, you know, big deal, make him feel bad, not so bad. It starts out with ben odom lechaveroi, with a regular person. From that, the Yetzer Hara says, start peace speaking against gedolim. After that, it goes further. He convinces him to speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the Yetzer Hara works. He says, well, you find by Parah, he says, Parah lechitchil, he says, Vayakam el chodesh, Hashem yodas Yosef. It started out with not knowing Yosef. Lack of HaKadosh, HaToy Menorim L'chaveire. And what happened at the end? He says, Mi Hashem, I don't know who Hashem is. He says, that's the way you start talking against a person. It ends up talking against Talmidei Chachamim, then ends up talking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, the Torah tells us, don't stop with the Einoz Dvarim, because we erase him every kecho. If you fear Hashem, you have to realize that this talking against the person and making him feel bad will eventually lead to talking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas B'chukaisai, in B'chukaisai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvoisai Tishmeru, Vasisa Maisam, Venosati Gishmechem B'itam, I'll give you your rains in their time. V'nosnahar es yivula, the earth will give off its bounty. V'eitz hasoda yiten period. So I saw a very nice diuk said by Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita. He said, why is it that when it comes to the Geshem, it says v'nosati gishmeichem b'itam, I will give the rains in their time. But when it comes to the fruits, when it comes to the bounty, it says v'nosna ha'aretz yivula. Why does it not say v'nosati yivulchem? Why does it say, by the rain it says, I will give the rain. By the fruits it says v'nosna ha'aretz yivula v'eitz ha'sodi yiten period. She says a gevaldig pshat. The Yadu of the Gemara Masech, this Tainus Daf Beis says that there are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his hands, which he never gave over to anybody else. The Mafteach of Kshonim, the Mafteach of rain, the Mafteach of a Chaya, a woman that gives birth, the Mafteach to the womb, and the Mafteach of Tchias HaMesim. And the Pasuk learns it out. It says in the Pasuk, how do I know Mafteach HaKshonim? Tichsiv, Yiftach Hashem Lecha es Oitzorei HaToiv, es HaShamayim L'Oseis Metar Artzik HaBi'itai. Hashem will open up his treasure house of rain, to give the rain in its time. So the Mafteach is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meila, that's why it says, V'nosati Yishmeichem B'itam. When it comes to the rain, that's a Mafteach that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's V'nosati Yishmeichem B'itam. But the bounty, the Aretz, that's already given over to the hands of Shluchim. So over there it says, V'nosna Aretz Yivula. So Agam, I wanted to be Medama, there's a Zohar HaKadosh. It's also Medrash with a shtickle different Nusach. There's not one blade of grass in other words the grass and the plants are given over in the hands of Malachim. Every blade of grass has its own malach that's given over to Shluchim, but the Mafteach of Yishamim, that's only by HaKadosh Baruch the Hisig Lachem Daish as Botzir. The threshing will last all the way till the butcher, to the harvest of wine. You'll have enough butcher until you end up planting the next crop. You will eat your bread to satisfaction. And you'll live comfortably in your land. So Rashi teaches, you'll eat just a little bit and it's going to expand in your stomach. I saw Ramesha Feinstein say, Chitzali, we got us Lebracha. He has Sakasha. We just said a minute ago, you're going to have a massive abundance of crops and of bounty. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make it that you eat a little bit and you'll be satisfied with a little bit? Why settle for a little bit when you're going to have plenty of bounty? Dr. Ramayishi, you see from over here that a person has to know that even if he has the means and even if he has the wherewithal to afford a lot of gashmias, hafal pi kein, he should not get caught up with the gashmias. In other words, the best thing is to stay away from gashmias as much as possible. Why? Number one, the less you're misasid with gashmias, it saves time. You know, there's no bittel zman, right? And the more a person comes and he's oisik in gashmias, he gets closer to the chumrius of the bria, and that's the antithesis of what ruchnius is about. That's the opposite of what Torah is about. The more gashmius a person has, the less he's involved in ruchnius. Chofetz Chaim was Rabbi Yehudua. When a baruch used to come to him and tell him he did a shirach, so he said, "Who's the prospective thing?" He says, "Listen, this family is a wealthy family. Oh, mazel tov, mazel tov." If a bacher, would come and say he came from a very poor family. Like by him is one time he heard a bach who was read a shidduch. So he says, "What's with the shidduch? What do you say?" So he says, "The cow is very poor, you know." He said, "What other milas does she have?" By the Chofetz Chaim, this is a major mila, you know. The less a person is involved with gashmias, that's the biggest blessing for his ruchnias. So Zakhtar Moshe, that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Torah is telling us, you're going to have the hisik lecham da'yishas botzer, u'botzer yasik azara. The Yafal Pikein, he gives us a bracha, b'achal kem lachmecham lo'soiva. You'll eat in such a way that a little bit will satisfy you. You're not going to need more than that. Somebody, you know, the stipler, the B'nai Brak, where mamish, the humidity there is mamish, you can cut it with a knife. So people wanted to buy him an air conditioner. You know, so he should be able to sit in the room. He wouldn't hear about it. So he said, "I'm from the older generation," he says. "I'm from the older generation." He says, "I don't need anything." He says, "My daughter is from the next generation, so she needs a fan. You know, she needs a fan. She's from the next generation, but I'm from the older generation." Somebody told me that Yisachar Meir, Zeichet Tzadik Lebrach, he had a yeshiva in Yeshivas HaNegev, in the Tivot. It was stifling hot. So the Bachurim asked him, could they bring like a fan into the Beis Medrash, you know, to blow next to them? He says, "What? You want to bring a fan in?" The next thing they asked was an air conditioner. By then, they didn't want to get involved with gashmias. That was a shita sachayim. Somebody asked the Chazon Ish, the Kadmonim, the Tanoim, the earlier generation, they were so brilliant and they knew everything. So why didn't they come up with this modern technology that we have today? The Chazon Ish said they were definitely capable of doing it, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to. The world was a much simpler world. The world was a less magushandika world. And Mimela, the level of ruchnius was a much higher level. Says that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Despite the fact that hisig lacham daish is botzir, u'botzir yasig azora, v'achaltem lachmacham losoiva, oichul kimum is borog b'meyov, you're not going to need any more than that. Good Shabbos.
Next week is the show.